Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, November 3rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Traffic Homicide Unit continues to investigate a fatal crash that occurred late Monday evening near Bartow. Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies and members of Polk County Fire Rescue responded to the scene of the single vehicle crash on Highway 17 South near Transport Road at around 10:45 p.m. The first responders found 31-year-old Brittany Reynolds of Lakeland dead at the scene. Miss Reynolds was the only person involved in the crash. She was driving a red 2011 Hyundai Sonata. Based on evidence at the scene, Miss Reynolds had been traveling south on Highway 17 when her car swerved off the roadway and into the median. The Hyundai drove for approximately 400 feet before coming back onto the roadway across both southbound lanes and then off the west side of the road where it struck a tree. Miss Reynolds was not wearing a seatbelt. The southbound lanes of Highway 17 South were closed for about 3 hours while emergency crews were on scene investigating. And in Lake Wales on October 5th, a burglary to a vehicle occurred at the Eagle Ridge Drive Planet Fitness. Stolen during the burglary was the victim's credit card, which is later used by two female suspects. The first suspect is a light-skinned, possibly white female wearing a black shirt, plaid pants, and black slides. The second suspect is a black female in a burgundy SUV wearing orange and white pants and an orange and white tube top shirt. Both females are unidentified at this time. Anyone with any information about these suspects can contact Detective Arana at the Lake Wales Police Department at 863-678-4223, or to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. You can also call in anonymous tips from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events: New Hope Elder Care Services invites seniors ages 60 and up to join them at their no-cost drive-through Thanksgiving celebration dinner. It is available for residents of both Hardy and Highlands County. In Hardy County, pickup will be at the Catherine McDonald Senior Center at 310 North 8th Avenue in Wauchula. Reservations are required, and you can call ahead at 863-773-2022 by Monday, November 15th to receive your meal pickup time. In Highlands County, pickup will be at Grace Church of Sebring, 3599 Thunderbird Road in Sebring. Reservations are also required. You can call ahead at 863-382-2134 by Monday, November 8th to receive your meal pickup time. More than 20% of the 1,500 tickets for the Restoration Rest Haven card giveaway have been sold, so if you're still thinking about buying tickets to win a 1958 Pontiac Chieftain, now is the time to do so before they sell out. Tickets for the card can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours, or you can also buy them at Tony's Cuts Barbershop. For more information, you can call 863-781-1961 or email restorationresthaven@gmail.com. You can also buy your tickets online by visiting the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. And this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the DeSoto Bulldogs in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30, and if you can't make it to the stands, turn on your radio. Weston and Gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 102.1theoutlaw.com. HardyConnectionCenter.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Senior Connection Center is looking for an outreach specialist. A high school diploma or GED, Spanish fluency, and driver's license are preferred. Burger King has several openings available, including opening and closing crews. Candidates with a desire for increasing responsibility are preferred. And Trinity Services Group is still looking for a food service worker. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, serve safe food handler certification, and prior restaurant experience. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. this evening and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 78 degrees out, feels like 83. No predicted chance of rain. Sunny, shade temperature is 77. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds northeast at 7 miles per hour with gusts up to 9 miles per hour. It's humid with a 61% humidity. The air quality is fair. Dew point 64 degrees, cloud cover 1%. 10 miles of visibility and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, partly sunny in the morning to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, 40% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy with chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now. So let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is allocating $1.15 billion in grants and loans for projects helping rural communities access high-speed internet. The effort is intended to provide capital for broadband projects that serve low-population areas lacking internet connections at speeds of at least 25 megabits for downloading and 3 megabits for uploading. Priority will be given to projects submitted to local governments, tribes, and nonprofits. Amid a global energy crisis and rising fuel prices, some U.S. representatives have introduced legislation to repeal the renewable fuel standard. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor slammed the legislation, saying, "Now more than ever, we need to be using more homegrown, low-cost, and low-carbon biofuels in our own fuel supply." The RFS was signed into law to reduce reliance on foreign oil and increase blending of low-carbon biofuels, saving consumers up to 10 cents a gallon. While the cost of last year's Thanksgiving dinner was the lowest since 2010, a New York Times report says this year could be the most expensive dinner in the holiday's history, with nearly every part of the traditional Thanksgiving dinner costing more. Turkey prices may see record highs while the cost of many other foods will be higher. Industry experts say the U.S. food supply has been hit by knots in the supply chain, the cost of transportation, a labor shortage, trade policies, bad weather, and inflation.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Striking members of the United Auto Workers vote today on a tentative deal reached between union leaders and the John Deere Company. More than 10,000 John Deere workers went on strike at 14 plants across the U.S., including in Grovetown near Augusta. A vote to accept the new offer could be very good news for farmers throughout the Southeast. The Georgia Farm Bureau says farmers who saw crop losses after a cold snap last spring have reported struggling to find parts for tractors and planters during the fall harvest. The sale of some tractors has been put on hold during this strike. One union member, Chris Larson, told Des Moines WITV they want wage hikes, retirement health benefits, and better pensions for new hires.
We voted on the last tentative agreement on October 4th. 9 out of 10 voting members shot it down. And that sent a very clear, direct message, not only to Deere & Company, but to our own negotiating team. That we want something substantial.
Under the deal, employees represented by UAW would see a wage increase of 10% in the first year, increases of 5% in the third and fifth. Employees would also see a lump sum increase of 3% in the second, fourth, and sixth years. Employees would also be given an $8,500 ratification bonus, and the cost of their health insurance would be locked in to prevent increases.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, pushing the Dow to its first close above 36,000 points. The Dow Jones added 0.4%. The broader S&P 500 also added 0.4%. The NASDAQ climbed 0.3%. The gains came ahead of more news this week from the Federal Reserve and on the jobs market. The Fed is considering ways to wind down its extraordinary support measures for the economy. Its next policy statement will be coming out on Wednesday. The Dow was ahead 138 points today. to close at 36,052. The NASDAQ gained 53 points to 15,649. The S&P added 17 to 4,630. New York oil fell 14 cents, closing at $83.91 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Harrison Butker hit a pair of fourth-quarter field goals, including the go-ahead 34-yarder with 107 left, and the Chiefs outlast the Giants 20-17. Patrick Mahomes, 275 yards, a touchdown, and a pick, says they're not too far from becoming a high-octane offense again.
I know in this league it's kind of showing that it's kind of happened week after week these last few weeks, but I think we're going to snap out of it, and we'll find a way to start executing, and then when we do, we'll be a tough offense to stop.
Sad news, Saints quarterback Jameis Winston done for the season after suffering a major left knee injury during the second quarter of Sunday's win over the Buccaneers. An MRI shows a torn ACL and damage to the MCL in Winston's left knee. And Derrick Henry's situation is only a little better. The NFL rushing leader will undergo surgery on his right foot later today, a damaging blow to the Titans' offense. This is SRN Sports. Basketball last night, the Cavaliers held off the Hornets 113-110. 76ers beat the Trailblazers 113-103. Seth Curry scored 23 points, gave a lot of credit to the team for being unselfish.
We passed the ball, we'll get good shots the majority of the time tonight, but I was just picking my spots when to just moving on when I got two people in front of me and when to just try to continue to attack. So I think everybody did a good job of sharing the basketball tonight and getting good shots.
Raptors beat the Knicks 113-104. Toronto wins its fourth straight on the 75th anniversary of the NBA's first game. That's when the Knicks beat the Toronto Huskies November 1st, 1946 at Maple Leaf Gardens. Pacers beat the Spurs 131-118. Bulls beat the Celtics 128-114. Hawks 118-111 over the Wizards. Grizzlies 106-97 over the Nuggets. Magic beat the Timberwolves 115-107. Clippers 99, Thunder 94. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: I'm able to cut wood just by staring at it. I saw it with my own two eyes. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.